This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Institute for Early Education Research has just released its annual State of Preschool report, and for publicly funded preschools, things are looking quite good, mostly. Spending per child's up, enrollment is up slightly, and more states met the benchmarks for quality. But as Sally Herships reports, the decent report card depends on just where you live.
For publicly funded preschool, last year was a good year in some schools.
But that's, of course, all relative because access to high-quality pre-K remains low and highly unequal.
Steve Barnett is director of the National Institute for Early Education Research. He says two of the country's largest states, Florida and Texas, have among the country's weakest quality standards, and both cut funding last year and the year before, which he says can mean problems for kids later in life.
Kids who start a year, year and a half behind, don't catch up by third grade.
Lynn Carolee is an economist at the Rand Corporation. She says preschool can make a big difference, especially in the lives of low-income kids.
Yes, it helps prepare them for school, but we also see longer-term benefits in terms of their performance in school.
Carolee says high-quality preschool leads to higher rates of high school graduation. And Barnett says lack of funding for preschool can undermine the strength of the nation's economy. He says we won't have a high-quality workforce unless we're willing to pay for it. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.